5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The moderate Islamist. Now, I know a lot of people have been looking for the moderate Muslim in the years since 9/11, which is a funny... That actually is true. Like, over the since 9/11, you remember?
Yeah, you hear it a lot, don't you? Oh, the moderate Muslims, they don't care for this sort of thing. But then the polling, opinion polling, tends to say a different thing, doesn't it?
The moderate Muslim? Quran? What's that? I don't know. Anyway, thing is, there's also the moderate Islamist, because the British government decided they need to steer away Islamists from radical Islamism and into moderate Islamism.
Oh, yeah.
Which is totally different. I
can't see this backfiring.
No. It went great. We'll start off just with a shill, of course, being the concept of representation, the book club called it, because, who's going to represent the Muslim community is the conversation of where's the moderate Muslim, endlessly on TV programs, etc. Who do we pick? Oh, no, we picked another moderate Muslim. Look, he's so moderate. By the way, the Taliban did nothing wrong. Oh, goddammit. it happens too often, is all I'm saying. And we'll start off just with something Elon Musk did. You may remember this.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good meme. He put out, "I'm not brainwashed," with an image of some leftist with a flag and every symbol known to man covered all over them. If you'll scroll down on this one so we can see it. And then someone being like, really? Really now?
I have seen this, yeah.
The thing that triggered everyone, there was, of course, the leftists who were like, ugh, meme. They don't like those. But they saw the Islamic symbol in the flag, the LGBT flag, and got very triggered. So if you go back, we can read the headline here.
So it's the leftists that are triggered at that?
Well, yeah.
Not the Muslims. Well, okay, I'm somewhat surprised.
The moderate Muslims were triggered. Anyway, so CARE, the nation's largest Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization, has invited Elon Musk to meet American Muslims to learn about Islam after this tweet that is bigoted and nonsensical. Is it, though? Because the point is, it represents a leftist, not a Muslim. And when you ask leftists about Islam...
Yeah, his point there is obvious that it's the left's opinion on Islam, isn't it? It's not necessarily Muslims themselves. They know what they believe because they believe it themselves, right? So it's it's almost ridiculous to suggest, yes, you know what? Elon Musk is just saying, yeah, Muslims, hypocrites.
And if the left-wingers on Twitter had decided to just check the comments under his post, they would have found many a Muslim who was having their opinion. And their opinion is shockingly similar to that meme. It's just they've redone it. Let's go to the next one here. There you are. This is Mr. Meme, or how you say it. Sorry, lad. Mr. Halal.
I saw this as well.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
People listening, this is a very common Islamic meme, which is Islam is the umbrella that's saving us from NATO, Israel, feminism, Reddit, communism, and the flag there. It shall not be named. If you scroll up on that one, we'll have Halal.
I like how Reddit is on par as a threat to the Islamic world. As the nation of Israel, or NATO.
Something we're not going to accept, for sure.
Well, me and Islam see eye to eye on the rejection of Reddit.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, you're not the only one. There's also all the moderate Muslims who are being funded by your tax money and my money. And I'm not joking.
Great.
This is where the story comes from, because that's to set the ground of, what do the average Muslim really believe? And it's Islamic, what they believe. I know, I'm shocked too. So Prevent decided they would go out and find the moderate Muslims and fund them to defeat radical Islam in the fight of Islam. Whose side are you on? I don't know. I don't know what these people were thinking they were doing. They were trying to stop terrorism, but it didn't work.
I mean, my way of stopping terrorism wouldn't be to fund Islamist groups. I mean, that seems like the complete opposite.
But what if they were moderate Islamists?
Oh,
yeah, so that's the headline. Islamist groups funded by the taxpayer, Prevent review finds. Key figures in organizations funded by Prevent are alleged to have supported the Taliban, defended militant Islamist groups banned by the UK, and hosted hate preachers, according to a leaked draft of a report seen by the Telegraph. Truly, the moderates we deserve.
So it went well. I mean, it's all...
So we're with the Taliban at the same time, funding people defending the Taliban.
That's just incompetence to a level that is unfathomable.
No, it's GCHQ, like, who are like so big brain, they're playing both sides. It's amazing.
They're stirring up hatred so they get a larger budget. That's what they're doing. Yeah. It's actually big brain.
As part of the review into Prevent's de-radicalization strategy, introduced after the 9/11 attacks, groups and charities have been given taxpayers' money to steer young Muslims away from terrorism. Which, I don't know what the checklist was for that. Are you a Muslim? Are you one of those bad ones? No. Here's some money. But the review finds that a number of the organisations went on to promote extreme Islamist ideas. And there's a question, extreme. Mm. What's extreme?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always drawn back to the quote that the problem with Islamic fundamentalism is the fundamentals of Islam, right? In that it's right there in the book. I have a copy of the Quran. In fact, it's quite an amusing story. I recently went to get the Quran because I was saying to someone, well, no matter what page you open up in the Quran, it's calling for the death of someone. And then I took the Quran out of my bookcase and I opened it up and a great big spider crawled out of the spine and ran across the page. If that doesn't prove that it's bad, I don't know what will.
Is that a story that's true?
That is honestly true. That honestly happened.
You can actually find quite a lot of verses for calling for the deaths mm-hmm. of people making trouble in the Islamic world. People who are not part of the Islamic world, etc., etc. But the point being, they're like, well, I like Islam at GCHQ and MI5. We love Islam. In fact,
it keeps them in a job, really.
The Quran, my favourite book. Can't quote it, but they love it. I don't know if you've seen, actually, Tony Blair and Theresa May both give speeches talking about why they love the Quran.
That's probably just because they don't want to get blown up, isn't it?
No, Tony Blair did it, saying he has it by his bedside every night when he was PM.
Just so when the Muslims come for him, he's like, look.
I'm one of you. It's like, no, you don't. No, you're a liar. And then Theresa May, she gave a speech to Conservative Party conference, not even like some national BS, like to Conservative Party members, where she quoted the Quran.
I remember this,
saying,
yeah.
As the Quran says, there is no compulsion in religion, and then pulled this face. She read it and then moved on talking about how it was great. And it was like... Okay. None of you know anything about Islam, is my point. I don't think MI5 or GCHQ know that much if they're thinking, well, I've got a fun, moderate Islamism. That'll stop it. And I'd like them to define what extreme Islamism is. Because how far do you take that before it's heresy?
Is it like, what's a sport and what's an extreme sport?
Sort of. Slight on the both.
Extreme is just the more dangerous variety, right?
Football, very extreme. Anyway, these findings raise serious questions about whether Prevent is knowingly taking this approach, and if not, whether it operates robust due diligence procedures and has an acceptable level of understanding of Islamist extremism, the report will say.
Apparently not, because they're doing their best to increase it, aren't they?
Do you have an understanding of what Islamist extremism is? Well, obviously, yeah, why would they be funding it? Are you an idiot? Like, I don't think these people know anything. The finding that government-funded groups have promoted extremism is likely to provide a backlash. Is it now? With the UK facing steep tax rises in the new year. I don't think about that. You're finding the British government, what they've been doing with your taxes, funding the caliphate. I mean, the
worst keeping things. Things interesting, I suppose. It's just like, well, we don't want politics to get too boring. We're going to fund the Islamists, stir things up a bit.
Yeah, I'd rather you did that than the endless beating over the head about why it's bad to be white, frankly. Which, you know. Makes life more fun. The report has taken nearly 2 years since Mr. Shawcross was appointed in January 2021 by Ms. Priti Patel. That led to concerns among supporters of Mr. Shawcross that review could be watered down for fear of provoking claims of Islamophobia.
Oh no. Mm. Not the perfectly rational fear of, you know, spontaneously combusting, I suppose.
Well, being Lee Rigby'd. They say in here, it would also stir community tensions. I have noticed in the West that this only really does get used for Islam. I never see them talk about stirring community tensions when you know, S on white people or something. That's not a concern.
It's funny, isn't it? What's implicit in that phrase is that they're basically saying, if you criticise them, they're going to cause trouble. They're going to be violent.
Well, they're going to... be Islamic. One said, the Home Office officials are terrified of looking like they're picking on Muslims. And I asked the question, for what?
letter bombs. Well, that's what they're scared of.
Well, no, there's the thing is, like, if you're, this is the problem, like, define what extreme Islam is, folks, before you go forward, because if you can't, then all of a sudden, like, yes, of course you're being Islamophobic. Of course, that's where you're going to end up calling yourselves. They say there's also a focus on right-wing extremism, which is a huge waste of time.
It's... Yes, I wrote an article about this. Yeah, I did an article doing a deep dive on this, and it turns out that the right-wing extremist threat was basically prevent investigating a bunch of pensioners.
Hmm.
Of course, these people confined to wheelchairs and not really able to cause much harm to anyone else.
But pretty upset that the whole country had been switcherooed.
The people that remember the better times.
Yeah. They say in here, it is also expected to say that prevent is out of kilter with the rest of counterterrorism because it focuses on right-wing extremism at the expense of the Islamist threat, which accounts for the vast majority of terror attacks. I think almost all.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dancing around the bush.
The vast majority is a euphemism, isn't it?
95. I mean, that's a vast majority. The report cites four examples from open source research, including the leader of a prevent-funded civil society organization that made public statements favorable and supportive of the Taliban. No, I can't say that. my jokes are not going to go down well eventually. Hello, Prevent. It had referred to militant Islamist groups proscribed in the UK as so-called terrorists.
So-called terrorists.
So-called terrorists, Islamic State. I don't know. I work for Prevent. And they also called them legitimate resistance groups.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, and said Muslim members of the armed forces should refuse orders. The moderate Islamist.
This
folks.
Really is the complete inverse of what you want.
Like, Prevent were funding Four Lights. <That's>... It was also said that the statutory present duty threatened a MacArthurite witch hunt against Muslims. That was the... So the organisations that were being given money pro Prevent, who were clearly on the side of the Taliban, were saying that you guys are trying to shut us down, which is basically MacArthurite witch hunts against us. As a community.
Islam's not exactly against a witch hunt, is it?
No, that's true. That's a very good point. But I love the idea that, like, you got Muslim number A over here who's been giving money by Prevent. All right, don't tell them all not to be terrorists. Oh, I will. Join the Taliban, folks. And then Prevent turn around and go, hang on a minute. And they're like, whoa, what are you, Islamophobic? Actually, the interaction is just brilliant. There is a bunch more in there of other things, but I think you get the point, which is that, yeah, the money was used wisely. But
isn't it great to be a taxpayer in this country?
And the message on my mind to the guys who work at Prevent who have been doing that is, bro, have you ever met a Muslim?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about, man? So, where did you think this was going to go?
Every taxpayer in Britain has now explicitly funded terrorism or extremism, at the very least.
For such things. We have just... This isn't a shock, though. I mean, before we even get into the Pew Research polling of, like, what do British Muslims think about homosexuals? Yeah, look that up in your own time. Well, we'll just go instead
pretty
to
resounding
Muslim polling of their own believers of whether they think they should sing the British national anthem. Here you have five pillars who have done the poll.
Almost three quarters saying no.
Yeah.
About, what, two-thirds, maybe?
Just under 70% of British Muslims are like, no. Why would I sing the national anthem? Yeah, what did you think? Like, have you ever met this community, my friends? Like, you are very out of kilter if you're like, yeah, the Islamic community, not very Islamic. That's what I've heard.
To be fair, isn't music haram anyway? So singing is bad.
Depends on your interpretation, I suppose. But also just like in the national anthem, it's God Save the Queen or God Save the King now.
Mm.
Still getting used to that. And not very Islamic, folks. Also, I suppose the rebellious Scots the Crush is on the mind, but either way... I just think that's an amazing story that, yes, Prevent indeed was essentially funding Four Lions. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Epoch series we do, this one on Christianity in England with Calvin Robinson. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.